Hello, friends, and welcome to day five of the Divine Mercy Novena. Thanks for joining us. Have you had one of those days where you're just a little bit more tired?
That's how I feel today.
That's us.
That's okay. It's probably all the sugar that we had consumed over the weekend.
It might be. It might be. But we're glad you're here, and we thank you for all your comments, whether it be on Facebook or also on the YouTube. So thank you. We're going to continue on because Jesus has someone, some other group that he wants us to pray for today.
Today, bring to me the souls of those who have separated themselves from my church and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. During my bitter passion, they tore at my body and heart, that is my church. As they return to unity with the church, my wounds heal, and in this way, they alleviate my passion.
So here's a question for you. Does it matter that we're Catholic?
Yeah.
And I think that's a very important question. The answer is yes, because Jesus Christ established a church. He instituted a church that offers us the full means of salvation. The Catholic Church is not insufficient in offering us means to grow in holiness. There's nothing broken about the church's teachings. Now, the members are us. We're wounded. Yes, we're broken, but the church itself is beautiful. To walk away from what Jesus has given us to grow in salvation is a very, very dangerous thing. So is the Catholic Church necessary for salvation? I debated on whether to mention this, but because I don't want to get into a long video, but yes, this is the teaching of the church. The Catholic Church is necessary for salvation. But when the church teaches this, we have to understand, what does the church mean by this? So then let's go to the Catechism of the Catholic Church.
This affirmation is not aimed at those who, through no fault of their own, do not know Christ and his church. Those who, through no fault of their own, do not know the gospel of Christ or his church, but who nevertheless seek God with a sincere heart and, moved by grace, try in their actions to do his will as they know it through the dictates of their conscience. Those too may achieve eternal salvation.
Those too may achieve salvation. So is it possible for somebody who is not an official card-holding member of the Catholic Church to be saved? And the answer is yes. By no fault of their own, have they not heard the gospel? They sincerely try to act according to their conscience, or they maybe have grown up in an environment that is incredibly anti-Catholic, and they've lived according to the conscience to the best of their ability to try to live their life out. The church is saying, yes, I mean, it's no fault of their own. But I like what Dr. Ralph Martin says regarding this, because he says, yes, the church does say somebody can be saved, but we've gone from the possibility of their salvation to then we've presumed that they are saved. Now we are certain that they are saved. So we've gone from possibility to presumability to certainty, which is the error. And so today we pray and we don't presume they are saved, nor do we presume that they're lost. We just entrust everyone to the mercy of God with great desperation, friends. Because the truth is, we're all one decision away from stupid. We could all reject Christ. We could all lose our salvation. But we're so blessed as Catholics to have the full means of that. We have the sacraments. We have the Eucharist. We have the teaching authority of the church. And so let's pray for those who have separated themselves from these means of salvation. And our prayers actually do really make a difference.
Yeah, and I think that that's where I have to remember is that our prayers do make a difference. I feel like in the last couple of years, I've kind of grown a little more pessimistic and a bit more discouraged. And, you know, you see so many people who maybe at one point in their life, or maybe relatives or even just some close friends who are so active in you know, the parish life or just devotion to the church. And then for some reason, they've just stepped away. And it's heartbreaking and heart-wrenching. But Jesus is saying that our prayers can change people's lives. And I think that's why we're here today, because we want these people to come back into the fold.
And think about Jesus's heart. He's given us his life. He's instituted a church. It's cost him his life to do this. And how he wants each of one of us to be in union with him, and how it must pain his heart for the one he's died for to walk away. I think we've mentioned this previous years, like a child that we have raised in our home. Who comes to us one day and says, Mom and Dad, I want nothing to do with you again. And they leave. As parents, I cannot think of such a deeper pain than that.
And so incredibly deep, because Christ knows that joy, happiness, all that is good can only be found in him.
Only found in home.
And so to see someone that you love so deeply willingly choose to walk away, that would be, and know that that walking away leads to their destruction, would be incredibly heartbreaking.
So let's talk about how powerful our prayers actually could be. St. Faustina was in Mass one day, and she was offering the Mass for poor sinners. And this is what she saw.
At the same instant, I received an interior answer from God that 1,000 souls had received grace through the prayerful meditation I had offered to God. We do not know the number of souls that is ours to save through our prayers and sacrifices. Therefore, let us always pray for sinners.
Be encouraged. Her insight, perhaps she saved 1,000 souls. I don't claim to be any Saint Faustina, but you can save souls through your prayers.
Mm-hmm. Like even just a Hail Mary as you're tying your shoes, or, you know, Jesus, I trust in you as you look upon an image of the divine mercy. Like our little acts of love towards Jesus can be so simple, so in the moment. It doesn't mean you have to sit in quiet. I feel like my life is so chaotic with our 6 children trying to homeschool. It's like, I do try to get a consistent prayer time in, but like really the prayers that I do are just off the cuff here and there whenever I can squeeze them in.
So friends, in the meantime, we do pray the chaplet today. The link is right up there. Please comment below what stood out to you and why. Mm-hmm. Share this video with those you think might be blessed by it. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Make sure you come with a smile on your face.
And we will too.